Monique Harris is a freshman at Michigan State University. As a student at Detroit's Cody High School, she was a member of the National Honor Society and the president of her class. So getting placed into remedial math and writing classes was not what she expected when she arrived on campus. But being forced to drop the remedial math class was even worse.
I used to get 4.0s in school, but now I'm coming up here and I failed a class. That was like devastating to me. I was crying all yesterday.
And Harris is hardly alone. This year, 17% of the freshman class at MSU placed into remedial math classes. And a 2000 study by the free market think tank, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, found that colleges and universities in Michigan spend more than $45 million a year to offer remedial courses.
It really ends up being, in many cases, a cash cow for college and universities.
Jim Sandy heads the group Michigan Business Leaders for Education Excellence.
Because the students pay for that, and their parents pay for that, they don't receive college credit toward graduation for that. So I would propose that no student be allowed to enter a college or university if they have to take remedial math or English language arts.
But Edward St. John calls that criticism short-sighted. St. John is a professor of education at the University of Michigan.
The small costs of remedial education for people who move into being contributing taxpayers, man, what a wonderful bargain for this state.
St. John says the belief that all Michigan high school graduates should be ready for college-level classes ignores the hard reality that they're not.
You know, we don't have a high school system that is consistent with that assumption that if you graduate, then you're ready.
St. John says the state's new graduation requirements should help better prepare students for college. But for a lot of kids, being ready for college is about more than just academics. There are financial barriers and social and cultural obstacles.
Why don't we just get started, you guys? I'm going to go buy pizza.
About 2 dozen students are gathered in a classroom after school at Ypsilanti High School for College Club. It's one of the projects of Eastern Michigan University's Upward Bound program. Today, students are learning about different note-taking strategies from graduate students.
Okie doke. I believe in the color coding method. I use 3 different colors of ink.
Upward Bound is one of the programs Congress set up in the 1960s to help students from low-income families enter college and graduate. This is Anthony McLarty's first College Club meeting. He's in the 9th grade at Ypsilanti High School, and he says he's hoping to get a feel for what college is like.
Things like note-taking, and hopefully I'll get used to the dorms.
Mildred McLarty is Anthony's mom. She says she wanted to get her son into Upward Bound after her niece entered the program.
And we see the difference it's made in her learning skills, her drive, her motivation, and that's what I want for my John. I want to know that he can go to college and be a success when he's there, and that he won't come out at somewhere between 2 and 4 years and have nothing.
Upward Bound programs served about 1,600 students in Michigan last year. But that's just a fraction of the low-income high school students who could benefit from the services the programs offer, such as tutoring and help with college applications. Monique Harris, the MSU freshman, says she partly blames herself for not taking school seriously enough in high school. She plans to re-enroll in the math class she was failing until she passes it. And Harris says when she finishes her degree, she'd like to visit her old high school in Detroit.
And telling them like how serious it is when you get up here, and how when you get in college, everything is going to be like slow motion for you. You're going to be way behind, and it's going to seem like everybody else is 10 steps ahead of you, and then you're like, whoa.
Harris says she's happy to know that students in Michigan will soon have to meet more rigorous requirements to graduate, although she says she wishes she had been required or even just pushed to meet similar standards. This year's high school freshman class will be the first to graduate under the new standards, which require 4 years of math and English and 3 years of science and social studies. It will be at least 4 years before it's clear whether those students are better prepared for life after high school. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.